Valley. The first thing I'll do is I'll turn the TGE on and I'll give you a reading.
Okay, we're ready.
And I'm very much interested in my rover batteries.
And Jack, you're a go for exit, and it looks like we've got it taken care of.
Okay. And I'm checking the circuit breakers. On and read. Bob, it reads 222-262-207. 222-262-207.
Okay, I copy that, Gino.
Okay, get the visor down, Gino. Get the visor down. Holy moly. Better to leave it up. Beautiful out here today, Bob. We can look to the east for a change, a little bit anyway.
Okay, copy that, Gene.
A higher sun angle. Okay, I'll get the LeCrew battery changed out.
Okay, as you walk by there, if you walk by on the right side of the rover, how about giving us a SEP temperature readout, please?
Temperature is 103 degrees.
Copy, 103.
103, and the mirror is still clean.
Copy that.
Well, let's see if I can change this little baby now. Supposed to be simple. We have no use for the old battery, right?
That's affirmed.
TV coming in.
Yeah, you can come and get my antenna. All right, let me set this down. Okay. Okay. Stay there. I'm just trying to.
Eyes up. Bear up. And a snap, a snap.
Okay. I can't get close enough to you.
There you are.
Lean a little more.
And is up. Let me get the snap.
And 17, if you guys are interested, your shadows will be 8 feet long tonight.
How many meters is that, Bob?
I'll draw it out. I'll step it out for you. You can measure it.
Well, I don't know. Should I take my gloves off? Need my cover gloves?
Why don't you leave mine for a while, see where we're going. See what the boulder field looks like up there.
Well, I know what it's going to look like.
No, you don't.
The point is, my hands will be much better off without them.
Take them off, then.
Well.
Type. High gain is already oriented.
Oh, they've even got TV, I guess.
That's a firm.
But truth.
And Gina, when you push the rover circuit breakers in, how about giving us a battery temperature reading on the rover bats?
Tell them what my batteries are reading if I can.
Well, let's see if I can do something else. I'm waiting.
No, I'm done, Jack.
I'll get the old SEP receiver.
Well, Bob, the battery one is 95 degrees, and the battery two is reading zero, so we got a gauge failure. That's just not reading zero, it's off scale low.
Okay, read that, copy that. That's a real cool down, isn't it? Okay, Jack, if you're going to worry about the SEP, stand by and don't do the SEP until after you worry with the ETB. And we'll get with you on that. When you get the ETB to the seat, I'll talk to you about it.
Okay, it's 102 is the temperature.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, Mark.
Mark.
Mark, gravimeter, it's flashing.
Copy that.
Okay, we'll take the big bag. I hope we can keep it on.
Okay, a couple of things on that, Gino. You might try tapping the thing to see if that loosens the dust. There's also the hook business on the inside of the pallet that you could hook it on. Caution, if you open the pallet, be careful not to knock the clamps off the fender, but you can also reach over the pallet to put the big bag on.
Okay, Bob, I brushed and tapped it yesterday. I'm not sure we're going to have much luck with them.
Say again there, Dean.
I brushed them and tapped them yesterday.
Okay, copy that. You might want to put the big bag on the inside of the pallet then if you can't operate them.
Okay. Okay, Mag Kilo goes on the 500, is that correct?
That's a firm.
Okay, I've got Mary and Franny and Nancy and Donna.
To get off the front end. So find a place for that in there.
Well,
okay. It's just too hard to get off the front end. Okay, let's see. Big bag to gate, dust brush to. Let me get that big bag on the inside of the gate if I can.
Okay.
The inside of the gate or the pallet, Bob?
Inside of the pallet, my fault there.
That's it. The pallet.
Yeah.
And if you open the pallet, be careful of the clamp. Probably, if it's feasible, we suggest you reach across in front of the pallet. Reach across the pallet to do it, instead of opening it because of the clamps on the fender.
It's not feasible. It's not feasible to do that. I got to open it. Plus, our hook is over center. Let me get something to work on that with. You know, Bob, how that pallet locking hook can be out of the little C-shaped release, and there it is.
Oh boy.
I noticed that yesterday.
Jack, when you get done with the ETB there, you might save the gray tape out. We're going to use a little bit of that on the SEP when you get done. Switches on when you're out at the SEP transmitter.
Well, the tape's in the CDR seat. It'll still be there.
No, we'd like to take the tape from the CDR seat and use it on the SEP right now.
Okay. You want me to do it or Gene to do it?
Why don't you do it since the tape's there? Now, let's let Gene do it. Doesn't really matter, whoever wants.
Okay, Bob, the big bag is on the inside of the pallet.
Okay, we copy that.
I want it close. VB7. 20 bag Spitzer goes on my camera when he gets back. Short can under the LMP seat. Okay. Jack, I'll just go ahead and mount a set of these bags on your camera while I'm here.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and Gene, if you got time there with the camera, why don't, when you get done with the camera, how about getting some gray tape and we'll put you to work on the SEP for about a minute.
The SEP receiver?
That's a firm.
And did you get... Let me finish with SCB7 here.
Okay, and did you get Jack's camera fixed last night? I didn't hear.
Yeah, we did. Gate. Leave that one there. Okay, SCB7 to gate. 20 bag dispenser, commander's camera. We'll do it when he gets back. 20, it's on the LMP's camera. Core cap dispenser, gate. There's one there. There's one under the seat. Core short cans under the LMP seat. Okay, I got to put that cap dispenser on him. I got to give him a rammer, hammer. Hey, Bob, what bag do you want on the LMP? Do we have 8 here?
Stand by. I think 8 went in either 4 or 6. No, excuse me, either 5 or 4.
Okay, we'll put either 4 or 5 on there. Okay, I have to wait till he gets back. What do you want? Let me give you a TG reading, get that out of the way, and then I'll work on your SEP.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, 670. 027-001. That's 670-027-001.
Okay, copy that, Gene. Thank you.
Mark it, the cosmic ray is terminated.
Copy that.
And Bob, I took 2 5-foot stereo pairs of the configuration.
Copy. And we'll stick it in the ETD and just hang it there.
Yep. And in case you're wondering, and so you don't confuse it with a rock, it's in bag 106.
Copy that.
Okay, what do you want done to the SEP?
Okay, take some gray tape over to the receiver, Dean, and with reference to the fact that the there is some Velcro missing on the front there, which holds the covers down, we'd like to tape the two covers together on the middle there, you know, where the two sides overlap in the middle of the box. Tape those two together. A short piece about an inch long should do it if they're clean.
Well, I doubt if the tape will stick because it doesn't have dust, but I might be able to go over it with one piece to clean it and another piece to tape it.
Okay. And the question beyond that, is there Velcro to hold one of those flaps down or not?
No.
Okay, so the Velcro is missing for both flaps, I take it.
Yes. Bob, what happened was that the tape that held the lower Velcro on there apparently came loose and it stuck to the upper Velcro.
Okay, I understand that. In that case, we'd like to take a piece of tape and tape the cover down to keep it closed when it's supposed to be closed. The feeling is that if the cover flaps partway open, you may get specular reflection off the inside of the Mylar down onto the mirrors, causing it to heat up during the drives when it's supposed to be closed.
Okay, we'll give it a try.
Okay, thank you. Jack, if you're done, you might go rescue EP number 5 from the footpad, and we'll put it under the LMTC.
Well, be a lot of other things in there. Okay, I'll rescue it. We'll see where the best place to put it is.
Okay.
Hey, I got bags on you. I got bags on your camera, Gino.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to put those two bags on the rear there on our pushes.
One of them will go on your
yeah,
list.
Those two on. Okay.
The one on the LMTC will go on the CDR. It's the one with all the stuff in it.
Yeah, I got core 2 and 7 here, Jack. We'll put either one of those
okay.
on
okay.
So I can put the charge under my seat.
That's a firm, I think, Jack, once you get SCB-7 out of there.
Yep. I feel like a kid stuck in taffy. Nice to see some fine-grained rocks out here. Seen a couple, but certainly not very many.
Copy that.
That rock you picked up at Ranthead. What are you doing up there? Okay. Bob, that'll hold it down. I hope it solves the problem.
Roger, so does Dr. Strangelove.
The storm reference is a minor solar flare which represents no danger to the crew, but could affect the very sensitive cosmic ray experiment.
Well, okay. Probably not any more than we would like to see it solve. Bob, nothing. Gene, your bag's going to have 2 lowers and 1 upper.
Did you resort things there, Jack?
What's that?
Did you resort things in SCB-7? I was
told.
Seven
got, Bob, I think... Go ahead.
Okay, our understanding was there were 2 uppers and 1 lower in bag 7 and 2 lowers under the LMTC. Did you resort things there?
How do you want them?
It doesn't matter to us. I just want to make sure that we know what you are so we don't let you get away too far with 2 uppers and a lower. 2 lowers and an upper is certainly better than 2 uppers and a lower. As long as we know what it is.
Okay, it's 2 lowers and an upper.
Got that.
2 lowers and an upper. But I'm confused. Okay, when you're ready, I'll configure you. Okay, here, let me get this on you first since I got it. And I'm going to ask you to turn 180 degrees because you're up on a hill. I'll never be able to do it.
That's it.
That's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful.
Jack Schmidt attaching traverse equipment to Gene Cernan's backpack.
Tallest man on the moon right now. Okay, that's done.
Okay.
Just a second, I'll close the cover. Not a very good cover. Okay.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to put SCB-4 on Jack.
Say again there, Gene. SCB-6? SCB-4, copy.
A CB4 will go on Jack.
Okay, Jack, I got to get these foot straps, too. Did you get mine?
TARDIS release straps.
Oh, no, let's do that. Yeah, I saw them as you go out, and then I forget about them.
Yeah. Okay, yours is on over here.
Probably a better time to do them anyway than rather than when we go out. Okay, let me get the bag. I'll get the other one when I configure your other side. Okay, you're on. Okay, when I get my foot straps, and I'll be cleaned up, and then I'll finish your other side.
EVA time, 36 minutes.
Okay. Now come over here and I'll get you a core cap dispenser, which I left here. You got SCB4, you got the cap, you got the rammer, I'll take the hammer, you got the, that's all you need. EG is on the LRV. Okay, what transport, what charge you got there, Jack?
Five's under my seat.
Five, okay, you got five there. We got two and three on the rover. The crew blankets are open 100%. Battery covers are closed, I want to push that battery cover over there down just to make sure it goes down.
The warning flag is up.
That's probably that already, huh? Put
rover
one down over there.
Rover warning was up.
Get one right there.
It's down.
I'll take a look at that gauge you gave me. The gauge on a high battery. Looks like it may have failed. Okay, the crew blankets are open. Battery covers are closed and push closed. Dust the crew.
I'm going to the tip.
Okay,
Jack.
Before you do, you got a second? Just come over here by the left front wheel. I know you got a second. Just a little bit closer to the left front wheel, the road towards me. Oh, that's good. Anywhere in there. Wait a minute. Can you do that likewise? Or can you hold it with that other camera? It's already set at 30.
Okay.
And you might want to take a couple.
Okay, read you now.
Okay, I didn't do anything. I just jiggled my mode switch here. Okay, we got two and three. And the EPs plus 100 jack feet. The crew blankets are open 100%. Battery covers are closed. Dust brush I've got TGE, I've got mag depolarization filter taken care of, and I'm ready to traverse to the SEP.
Now, Roger, and we understand TV stowed, and you're taking care of in the comm. And you might give us a rover readout either now or when you get to the SEP.
Okay, we'll see which is convenient.
Yeah, SEP is probably more convenient while you're sitting there waiting for the nav to warm up or initialize, waiting for us to give you the readings.
Okay. Taking your TV. Both switches, one. Hey, Bob, are you watching LMP?
Not anymore, Ed. I took the TV.
Okay. Bob, you still read?
Roger, read you loud and clear, but we aren't watching the LMP.
Okay, I just wondered, because I just took the TV. I just want to make sure we're got calm here.
Yeah, we're reading you in mode one.
And for your information, we both got our cover gloves off.
Say that.
That's in. Should have dusted my checklist on a rover. I can't read down there. Bob, the old date fix on the SAP still working.
Beautiful.
There's a little, both mirrors have a little angular displacement, but not more than 5 degrees.
Sounds like that's the least of the SAP's problem, but we have hope.
Okay, you're going to be over there, huh? Log over here.
I don't believe this.
What's the problem?
Oh, nothing. I got that rolled indicator and where's the ding-dong? Says I'm rolled 10 degrees.
Okay, roll zero. Pitch is zero. Heading is 291. Distance 001, range 000. Amp hours are 90 and 85. Bolts are 6565. Sunshaft device, by the way, is zero.
Copy that.
Batteries are 100 and off scale low, and motors are all off scale low.
Okay, and Gene, we'd like to torque to 287. 287.
Okay, and work. Let's see, 287. That's a heading from Ross City to Tyndall. Okay, 2728, 287, right on the money.
Copy that, Gino. And
Bob, 4-5.
Go up.
4-5 Yankee is a sample from near the SEP. 4-5 Well, I tell you, Jack, that was all cut out.
Oh, well. I got the sample anyway.
We copied 4-5 Yankee near the SEP. That's all we have. If you give us a frame count when you get done and give us an approximate location for the rover, at least crosswise from the wire, we'd appreciate it. And we also need SEP receiver power and DSEA both on. And we'd like the cover taped back, taped
okay,
down
I'm
again when you get done, Jack.
Okay, Jack, keep me honest on those reels. Okay, you're okay now. Let me get over on the reel. I don't see, see me? Come on, you're good. Oh, there's the SEP. Where, did I miss this other reel?
Yeah.
Yep. There's the,
Here, I'm on the antenna.
What about the one coming west?
That's what I'm... No, you're okay on the one west. You're way away from it.
Okay. Want to look back.
You want to look... Head towards the SEP. You're okay.
Oh, I see it now. Okay.
Head towards it and then turn. Then make your turn.
I see it. I'll go over to
Matter
it.
Matter of fact, turn on these tracks.
Yeah, I'm in good shape. I see it. I see it.
Bob, that 45 Yankee was a fine-grained basalt, I think. One of the few around here. That's why I picked it up.
Copy that.
Okay, you stopped?
I'm stopped and I'm ready to go.
I'm 2 meters to the west of the north line.
Copy that.
And I guess I'm certainly within 5 meters of the transmitter.
Okay, yep, we'll get that in the photos. And Gene, how's the low gain located, oriented?
It's oriented 355 and my heading is 352.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, you want the receiver on?
Roger,
take
both
down again, huh?
Roger, both the receiver and the recorder on, both switches on, and then tape the cover down.
Okay, good luck. I don't know that tape is going to hold. Okay, on and on.
Okay, it's taped down, more
thank
or less.
You. Thank you.
And then I guess I'm supposed to get on, huh?
Yeah, roger on that.
Okay, Bob, and that reset has been... That reset is now off, and I'm all zeroed up.
Okay, copy that. And we're ready for you guys to roll.
Okay, what's the... first range and bearing to the rover sample, past Jones.
Okay, it will be 185 and 1.5 on the range.
Okay, 185 and 1.5. 185 and 1.5, okay.
No problem.
Challenger looks pretty from here, you know what?
Yep.
Okay, I'm on.
Okay.
Did I want a charge? No.
No.
No charge, Jack. No
okay.
charge.
Got it. Got it. Okay, 185 and 1.5, and I'm going to head on about 012. We ought to go right through Jones.
Okay, and Gene, remember the... driving fairly slow or fairly well controlled the first 300 meters and a mark at the end of the antenna.
Watch that, Jack. Watch that antenna lead.
Uh-oh.
Keep going. Look like to you. It's okay so far. Keep going. Okay, let's do that again.
Yeah.
But a little different.
Yeah.
I'll pick up at the same spot. I can see right where I was.
Okay, give us another mark when you start out in that spot.
Okay, we'll give you a hack, Bob.
Okay.
I'm right on a track. Same track. Exactly.
Well, okay. That's exactly. I just came right over.
Okay, we're starting, Bob. Mark it.
Copy that.
A And the crew's on the way to Station 6 at the base of the North Massif. Station 7 is nearby to the east of Station 6.
We're too far in this heading. We got a big hole up here.
Okay.
Like a big one. Wonder if that's Rudolph.
Station 6 is at the foot of what's believed to be a long boulder trail up the North Massif.
Rudolph would be.
No, if you're where we think you are, you're beyond, you're east of Rudolph quite a ways.
See, I think you ought to know where we are by now, Bob.
Roger that.
Maybe that's Lewis and Clark.
After you give me a mark there, we'll give you, I'll talk to you about it.
I'm sorry, Bob. I guess you didn't hear it. We're past the end of the antenna, and we're headed south or northeast.
Okay. Did you give me a mark
that's
when
true,
you started,
yeah.
or a mark when you passed the antenna?
I gave you a mark when I started, and it took about 20 seconds to get to the end.
Okay. Copy that.
Is that good enough, or you want me to go back?
No. Press on. And, Jack, if you look at your contour map there, we think you're located right now at approximately where the P and SEP is, just below the P and Poppy. In which case, you're probably driving through that little crater
okay.
that's just to the northeast there, or that's probably the one you came upon.
Not very little, though.
Distance to Station 6 is 3.3 kilometers.
Check. Be a little better.
Estimated driving time, 28 minutes.
The major boulders still look like the Bergstein Gabbro. The surface texture has not changed. There is a granule population, now that I look at it more closely with the shadows. But I have a feeling that most of those are, they look like they're just small, very small clods. That should show up in some of the bulk samples we've taken. But it is remarkable to me, the only small number of fine-grained rocks. There's one about halfway between the SEP and the limb that I'd like to pick up. It's a fairly good size one. Maybe we can get it when we get back. It looks like a fine-grained basalt. I may have sampled one in 45 Yankee there. Well, I'll tell you, it's not exactly the greatest place to navigate through. I think you ought to bear left, don't you?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going here. I just want to get across this around these boulders. There's still there's a crater we're just passing at 207.4, about 20 meters in diameter, with the Bergstein Gabbro blocks on the rim. A few of them. It's not an exceptionally blocky rim crater, but we are in an area where the block population is up to about 5%. In contrast to most of the area we traversed yesterday.
I tell you, this going is a little bit rough. There's a population of blocks, as Jack said, an awful lot of small craters.
Yeah, I was just going to add that the frequency of craters in the 10-meter size range is quite a bit higher than we were used to yesterday. There's one. Yep, snuck up on you. And they all, although not exceptionally blocky rim, they all have a slightly, maybe 2 or 3 or 5% more blocks in their walls and on their rim than does the normal terrain.
Roger, Jack. Copy that.
Obvious structure within the dark mantling material itself. Bob, you said 185, 1.5?
That's a firm.
What do you want?
changed it on us. Okay. Okay, there's still seeing the little pit bottom craters with the glass in them. I've forgotten the acronym already, Bob. I'm sorry. You asked me for an LMB frame count a while back, and I believe it was 5. That was at the SEP.
That was after the SEP photos, right?
That's firm. Negative. That was before the SEP photos.
Copy that.
Okay, Bob, looking up at the North Massif, we see these scattered strewn field of boulders that generally seem to start from a more or less from a line of large boulders, which might indicate some structure, and those lines are roughly horizontal across the face that we're looking at. Boulder tracks are irregular in shape, obviously downhill, but you'll see in the pictures that they are curved in places, but they're all that I see tend to be aggregates of little craters where the boulder was obviously tumbling and bouncing a little bit. We're out in population of fragments now in the immediate area at 188.9 is generally about 1% between craters, but at the crater rims, it's up to about 5%.
Okay, copy that, Jack. And how far down the north
and
of the east is the line of boulders?
There's several of them, Bob. What I'm talking about is about 100 meter long lines where the boulder trains initiate, and there's one about halfway, maybe two-thirds of the way down in perspective. Another one that's probably about halfway, and then they're just sort of scattered around on the massif. I think we're getting close to, we could be.
No, I gotta move over here a little bit.
That must be Jones.
Where are you looking?
Up to the right.
Yeah, our heading, that dirt sending us down here, it really should put us to the west of Jones, so that's about right. A lot of static in the background today.
Yeah, I think we're talking to you guys through the LEM right now, and how about a speed reading?
Okay, we're at 12 clicks, and we're full bore.
Copy that.
Okay.
187, 1.1.
Copy that. Bob, I wish I could give you more on that structure in there, but I think those lines of boulder sources is about all we can see right now. Talked about the lineaments yesterday, and they're not nearly as obvious today in the higher sun. Looking up Wessex Clap, even with the sun in the flat area there, it looks darker than the North Massif side. But again, the sun angle may be fooling us, but I recall it was darker on the photos. The old man wrinkled face on the
sculptured hills.
Sculptured hills, though, is evident as soon as you come out of the out of Wessex Clap.
Yeah.
And it looks like there are boulders up on the side of the sculptured hills, except that they aren't nearly as big as those on the North Massif. The areas where there are boulder sources look like they're made up of boulders no bigger than a meter, maybe, whereas the North Massif boulders are up to several meters. Those boulder sources all seem to be up within a
a third of the height of the sculptured hills just south of, or just east of the Massey, of the Wessex Cliff. There's a boulder track that crosses slope. See that, Gino?
Yeah, I sure do.
It looks like it goes, rather than perpendicular contours, it probably is crossing them in a fairly straight line on an angle of 60 degrees, maybe.
Back to the east.
Yeah, to the east. That one may be fairly near.
Jack, see that big boulder with that big track? It looks like it's an elongated, rolled-up boulder. Look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it does. Looks like it's maybe broken now.
Okay, here we are, 1.5 and 1.85.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, is this a rover sample?
Rover sample.
Okay,
tell me where you
see
want.
That little pit right over there? About 30 feet ahead?
Okay.
I think so. Okay, I've got two pictures there.
Took a locator and CDR is on frame 4-1.
Got it?
Not yet.
Copy that.
Got it now. Back 46 Yankee.
Copy that.
Your bag open?
Yep.
Okay, it's in. We ought to tape that beat down if we can remember it next stop. It's in the way of it's picking up. Okay, I'll get it. That thing came down, came off that piece of Velcro. I'll get it when I get back.
Okay.
And LMP frame count is 3-5.
Okay,
okay, Bob, I'd like a bearing and range.
Okay, bearing and range for the large block just beyond, let's see, it's just beyond the crater Henry, the large block there near the Blaker Slope, which is our next aiming point. The bearing and range there is 188 and 2.8.
Roger.
Okay, and Jack, what do you see in the way of boulders coming down to the base of the sculptured hills in terms of sampling opportunities at Station 8 and in terms of any boulder tracks that we might lead down to boulders that might just possibly be accessible at Station 8?
Watch it, Gene. Boulder tracks are not obvious on the sculptured hills at all. It looks like there are fragments over there that would have their sources higher up the slope. I think we can get boulders there.
Okay, copy that. We'll see.
But we'll have to get
hours.
A little closer, Bob.
We'll find out in a couple of hours.
Yeah, I'll give you a reading on that before long. I wouldn't eliminate Station 8 for the world, or the moon, whatever is available today.
Bob, what'd you say, 188, 2-point-something?
2.8.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, see that big boulder, Jack, with those tracks?
Yeah, it looks like
that's a funny looking boulder.
It looks like it may have stopped rolling because it broke up. Looks broken to me now. Boy, they got the low gain right on, but I'll tell you, we still got static.
I don't have any, Gene. You may,
Oh, I sure do. I like the sound of your prompter. Okay, you got yourself in some hold here. Good, you've never, I've read you all along though, so there's no problem. Okay, there's a big crack. I haven't recognized Jones yet. Like you're getting up on the rim of Henry here.
Yeah, no, Henry should be, should be well west of Henry, I think.
I wouldn't be surprised Henry isn't right over that little rise on the right. Bob, the surface structure hasn't changed, texture. We're on a little bit of a rise in here now, and still about 1% of the surface.
There's Henry right
there's
here.
Henry.
Okay, how about a range and bearing?
Oh, I thought you were close to Henry.
Yeah. 188, 1.8.
And we're just southwest of Henry.
Okay, copy that.
On the rim. Oh, Prince Henry the Navigator. Watch that foot. It's called a wheel, I think. And Henry looks much like Horatio did. Has boulders on a thin wall. Not as many. They look light-colored, the light albedo gabbroic appearance. There may be some right down there, though, that are fine-grained. They look a little grayer.
Jack, there's our target. There's either one, that one right down there on breaking slope.
See, the one we got over there has a boulder track. That's the one that crossed slope.
Yeah, if we could get,
can we get up there?
High, we'll see.
That's the one, that's station six. And that was the tourney boulder.
Yep, that's
the one right there. Station six, so we can probably get up there.
Yeah, I think we can. It doesn't look too bad.
At the breaking slope, right now, doesn't show anything obvious except that's where the boulders start.
Okay, we hope that's fairly obvious.
And on up the hill, you have Ferris. But as I was saying, Henry looks like a somewhat more mantled Horatio.
It'd be ridiculous. Say, Bob, I'm navigating, headed northwest now to get around the western rim of Henry.
Okay.
Okay, and on that west rim, we've got about 10% boulder cover.
Okay, and a reminder, Jack, to keep taking your rover photos.
Yes, sir. And when I... by boulder, I generally mean fragment, Bob, in this case. When I say 10%, I'm looking at stuff greater than about a centimeter in diameter. I'll try to say fragment from now on and be more precise. Okay, here's a little area where there's... This part of Henry, this is the one part of the rim of Henry I see that has fairly large fragments or boulders on them, up to 2 or 3 meters. But again, they all appear to be buried. They're very few except small ones sitting out on the surface. And you know, the fragment population out here only goes out maybe 200 meters, I expect. Okay, now this concentration of boulders is because of a... 50-meter crater in the rim of Henry.
Okay, that sounds like a lot.
I think that was one that we... Take a picture in here, Jack. Bach, I can see. I'm getting the picture. Okay, that's not... Yeah, Locke's right ahead of us. Yeah, and this is one on the... about 50 meters right on the rim crest of Henry, almost due the west rim, due west rim. Now, Locke is just ahead of us. It also has boulders in its walls, but has relatively few on the rim.
Okay,
characteristic of both Henry, Locke, and Horatio is essentially no change in the average frequency of boulders on the rim. The increase comes in the walls.
We're at 184, 2.3. We're just about between Henry and Locke.
Locke, yeah.
Okay,
I
copy that.
The,
and you guys are heading for that big boulder, which must be just dead ahead of you there, about a half a kilometer.
Well, Gene's sort of headed for station six now. I'm going to take a tour around that boulder and get
okay
on it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that would be a good mark to give us a range and bearing on. That's a pretty good street point.
Yeah, we are. Bob, the boulder concentrations in the wall of Henry have their up slope start at about, I would guess average of 30 meters down from the rim crest. The rim crest of Henry is not very well defined, but it's there. And they, from that initiation of boulders, they stream down the slope to the breaking and slope down at the floor. Still no obvious change in the dark mantle as we're
just to the east of Lock now. There's some, there's a 30-meter crater, fairly subdued, but still quite deep. The dew brim, again, it looks as if it was mantled. That has no significant increase in blocks on its rim. That crater in any other place would have been a very blocky rim crater. It's maybe 30 meters and by 5 meters deep. Man, that is a big rock up there. The Turning Point Rock is a split rock. Has a, looks like a northwest, southeast overhang with another block just this side of it, just to the south of that overhang. It's a pyramid shape in cross section, triangular shape in cross section. And it looks like it's pretty well fractured, although not pervasively like the rock at Shorty was.
Okay, Jack, I know I can get up to that, to Station 6.
Yeah.
I drive up there.
Yeah. Now, Bob, Station 6 rock, one of them, is from that boulder track that runs obliquely across the contours.
Okay, I copy that, Jack. Sounds like good news.
And the pictures ought to be able to... The pictures ought to pin down its, at least the end of the boulder track pretty well.
Boy, this is a big rock, Jack.
Woo! As I saw it, the boulder track stopped about halfway up the slope of the North Massif.
That is a big rock.
We're at Turning Point Rock, and it looks like it's, I don't know where it's mantle on top, but it's certainly filleted. There's a lot of the dark mantle up and on some of the shallower slopes of the boulder, and it's on a little mound itself, as if much of it might be covered up.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like a breccia from here. Can you get a sample of it right here? Just to see these little chips?
Yeah, I probably can.
Okay, Bob, I'm 3 meters from Turning Point Rock on the east side, and I'm reading 186 and 2.8.
Roger, copy that. Sensational.
Get that over. Okay, you gotta, can you drive up,
yep,
to the right there? Let's see. No, I get them. I think it, I don't know what it is.
Well, but it's part of these fragments around here.
I guess Turning Point Rock is 6 meters high anyway. It's a, I'd say it's a very rough sub-rounded type of rock. By the face, let me get this checked. Okay. There are two fragments in that sample. 47 Yankee, plus some dirt. And it's about 4 meters from the Turning Point Rock on the north side.
Okay, copy that. And you got some good photos of the rock.
Yeah, I got a couple. I hope they're good.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here real quick.
And my locator is,
I'm going to do a 5-6.
Copy that.
Jack, let me spin around this little crater here to the left.
Bob, it looks, it's very coarsely vesicular, but at first glance, it did not look like the piercing gabbro, although that rock does. It looked like it might be fragmental, although I'm suspicious that I'm looking at that bit. At the, oh yeah. Getting them. I got them. Take one. That's a nice view. Man, we're on a little rise looking at this boulder. That's incredible. Okay, we're on the roll, Bob.
Copy that.
You know, that... Bob, my guess is right now that Turning Point Rock is a big piece of subfloor gabbro.
Okay, I guess you changed your opinion.
What looks like fragments is just big balls of where the zap bits have cleaned off the rock.
Okay, I copy that, guys. And might be happy to know that we think we finally found the LEM because we were calling that for 188 and 2.8, and you get there at 186 and 2.8.
That's not bad. Okay, it's the split one up there, Jack. I've had my eye on it.
More picture.
Yeah, I've lost.
There's some big boulders down here.
Got it. I sort of lost track of station 6.
No, I got it. I've had my eye on that boulder. You can't see the track from here. I'll bet you can. I can see it now. We'll see it. We'll be looking right up it. Looking right up the old boulder track. Man, I tell you, this navigating through here is not...
Okay, we're in a region where the, really the general fragment population's no different. We're up on the off-the-breaking slope, although you wouldn't notice it, but we are quite a ways.
And, but the fragment population's not much different than out on the plain. The big difference is that there are these scattered blocks that are from a meter to probably 10 meters, 5 meters in diameter.
Hard to say, maybe 8.
See that track coming down? We'll be looking right up that track.
Yeah, you got it. I didn't realize you're that far up the slope.
Yeah, we're way up slope.
Yeah.
And it's not really uncomfortable for me on this side. How do you feel?
Well, I feel fine. I just, until I looked down here and saw the slope we're on.
Yeah, I know it.
And I can't see any obvious change in albedo like we could see with the light mantle yesterday. There you go. Nice plate. You don't want to go over that one.
Yeah, I can't make it.
I want to park right.
And 17, we want you to park in a heading of 107.
Okay,
we're going to open the battery covers and let them cool at the station. So heading of 107.
Oh. 107, huh? Okay, I'll get it up here. Hey, that's going to be moderately level right there.
Yeah.
Trouble is, they're looking into the shady side of the block.
Well, if I park on the other side, they won't be able to...
I can go right up slope.
That's all right. We can work in there.
No, that's all right.
Hey, I can't go up there. This is going to have to be good. I can't go up there.
I think you're all right.
That's not very level, but not too hard. Watch that turn.
That's not very level, but we're not going to get much more level than that.
No, that's good.
Let me, they wanted 107.
That's the best I can do. That's not very level for the gravimeter, but... Let me see if I can get comms.
Hey, Bob, how do you read?
Loud and clear, 17. How do you read?
Okay, we're parked on a heading of 107. You happy with that?
Roger.
You
sounds
parked
great.
On a slope, too. There's no level spots to park here, though.
You want me some help getting off?
I got to go uphill.
I just about ended up down at the bottom of the hill.
Okay, 192, 3.8, 3.1. 88 and 80, 108 and 0 on the batteries. The forward motors are 220 and about 270, and the rears are zero off scale low and 220.
You want me to block the wheels? You got the brake on, I hope.
You betcha.
I don't know if I could lean uphill enough. I can't.
Holy smolly. Why are we on a slope?
You okay?
Yeah, let me get this thing set again.
I don't think you can get it.
Are we on a slope?
Okay, I'm going to stay out from between the rocks. It's a beautiful east-west split rock. It's even got a north overhang at... we can work with. And let me see what it is. We're right at station 6. You wouldn't believe it.
I would.
Oh, man, what a slope. And this boulder's got its own little track right up the hill, cross contour. It's the chain of craters track, and it looks like it starts. Map where it started. It starts in what looks to be a lighter colored linear zone. Trying to give you perspective, it's probably only about a
TV coming in.
SEs. Bob, are you reading this?
Read you loud and
clear. Bob, are you reading this?
Read you loud and clear. And we got a picture.
Oh, man, I tell you, we parked on a slope. I don't know whether your TGE is going to hack it.
Okay, it'll take up
and
to 50 degrees.
Bob, this is a, you're going to have it. It's a coarsely vesicular crystalline rock. Finally, crystalline, looks like a, probably an orthocytic, gabbro, trying to see the zap bits for glass color. I don't have a good one yet. Say, Bob, you want both the recorder and the, other switch off?
Roger, both of those off and,
Oh, man. Is it hard to get around here? Bob, it looks like the glass is fairly light-colored. It's not white. Well, no, it's black. It's an orthocytic gabbro rather than gabbroic and orthocyte, I think. Yeah, that's black glass in the pit.
Okay, and Dean, did you happen to notice the temperature on the step when you dusted it?
I didn't dust it yet.
Copy that.
Bob, some of the vesicles are, they're flattened. All of them are flattened. There's a strong foliation of vesicles in the rock. Most of them are flattened, and they are up to 15 or 20 centimeters in diameter and about 5 to 6 centimeters thick or wide.
Outstanding.
And there's some beautiful north overhangs all around the block. Well, on the north side of the block.
Okay, that's the best place to have north overhang, and I guess that means one of you guys might grab the SEC, the small can, before you leave the rover.
Okay, Bob, it's going to take me a while to dust, I tell you. Okay, hard to get around here.
Yeah, Roger,
Bob,
on that.
Now let's get it straight. You want the north overhang sample in the SEC, or the short can?
Miracle of miracles, they don't want the short can. I'm not sure I understand that, Jack, but they don't want the short can here, they say. I guess they're looking for volcanics today. They're looking for volcanics today, Jack.
Oh, they are, huh? We found those yesterday.
Well, they're hoping again at Station 9.
This is, now, that foliation I mentioned does not go all the way through the rock. There are variations in texture. One zone was strongly foliated. There's another. It almost looks like a large inclusion of non-vesicular rock within the vesicular rock. There may be some auto-brecciation involved in the formation of this thing. It really looks mineralogically like the light-colored samples from the South Massif. But I tell you, that's only because it's light colored, and I can't give you any more than that right now until we get a fresh surface. 110 degrees on a step, and you want the tape, the cover closed, right?
Cover open, please. Cover open, both off.
Okay. Cover's open.
Okay, and did you get the battery?
Oh, my
the
golly.
LRV battery cover's open. We didn't copy that, Gene.
No, I didn't copy that you wanted them open. I just got 107. I was about to ask you that.
Okay, we'd like them open. And Jack, while I'm interrupting everybody here, how about a frame count, if convenient?
That's Jack Schmidt at the Rock.
Oh, shoot, Bob, I gave you one at the Rock. It's now 6-8.
Okay, copy that.
And I never... You can't believe how tough it is getting around this river on this slope. I think I'll I think we're probably pitch 20 and roll 20. I think I'll get over here and get a pan while we're waiting for sample. Oh, I gotta dust those radiators. I can't leave them like that. I tell you, this is not a very good place to dust them, though. Let me try one time. Oh, boy. Be careful, Gino. Need some help? Nope. I need a little finesse, though. One thing to reach over here and do this on level ground. Found a place to stand or take a pan. Bob, I'm going to have to give you a good battery brushing at the next site. I can't get, I get half of them, but I can't get the other half. It's too slopey.
EVA time, 1 hour, 27 minutes.
But the covers are open. What are you working on, Jack?
I'm taking a pan.
Very good. I'm coming right now. I bet you a dollar to donut that you don't get a TGE reading.
Yeah, Gene, if you're if it's easy enough to take it off, why don't you take it off the rover and we'll try and level it and the stuff.
Oh, come on. I'm not sure there's any place to put it on the ground level. No. You have to dig a place. Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, it's coming off. Well, I'll set it right up here.
It's gonna fall down the hill. You better stomp off a good place.
Yeah.
Jack Schmidt, shooting panoramic photography.
That looks level to me. Can you see it from there?
Well, I can see it.
I mean, is it...
I don't know. I have no perspective anymore.
I don't either. Mark, gravity.
Copy the mark.
Flashing. Okay, now let me get to work. Okay. Right now my fender got a little kinked here, which isn't going to help us.
Hey, Jack, can we see your cold visor up? You may want to put it down out here in the sun.
Well, I think I might. I can't see with it down. It's scratched. Bob, I'll use it. I think I can monitor that one. Hey, I'm standing on a boulder track. How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel like I'm coming over to do some sampling.
Think I would have been if you were standing there before that boulder came by.
I'd rather not think about it.
Okay, let's go. You got a spot pick while you're here?
The big thing is let's get the boulder and then get in that east-west split.
Bob, I got an undocumented sample from the middle of the boulder track.
Copy that. Soil sample.
Woo! Soil sample. Gene, if you hit them off in there, it's going to be awful hard to find them. That's a problem. Did you pick a spot, a good spot while you're over here? No, I didn't. I just was looking at it. I think we need to get in the light, though. Well, I could see with my gold visor. Let me put a sample in your bag. Okay, go ahead. It's bag, shoot. 534. This boulder looks fairly uniform from top to bottom. We've got to get a reference sample out. Let's get where we get that 90-degree picture, too. So we want to get on the, really ought to get on the sun side. Let me get that slab right there, though, to start with. I get that one off. Let's go over on the sun side because we can't really photograph it. Okay. I got to get out of here first. Let's go through the split. Well, okay, be careful, though. Why don't we sample the split first? So we don't...
Look at that overhang. Man, I tell you, if you get your shovel down there, you'd have a fly.
Yeah, let's sample in the split first so that we don't get it too messed up. Then we can sample some of this stuff. We want this overhang over here, Daniel, the north-facing one.
Right here?
Yeah. I got to get sneak by over there. Whoops. Don't shuffle too much dirt in there.
Okay.
You by me so I can set the gnomon down?
Not quite.
I don't think I can make it without hitting you. I can't.
Okay. I'll try it.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Let me set the gnomon down.
Set it down just outside the shadow there. Right, whoa, right there. That's good. There's still some clean ground there.
Okay.
Okay.
I get back far enough to take these pictures. I want to go get a stereo pan around a corner anyway. Let me see if I can't start here with about 5-6. I'm so close.
Hey, I'll get a...
I must have a boulder.
I'll get it. Hey, let me... I'm going to go around a corner. I got it now. Okay, you got a bag?
All set.
Okay, I'm going to get the shadowed material. That's in bag 312, Bob.
Copy, 312.
And it's from, I think you saw where I got it. It's about a half a meter back of the limit of the overhang. Put it down.
Okay.
Can you reach it? I will in a minute. You can turn a little bit towards me. Okay, 312. And the soil outside the overhang will be next. Okay, go get it. And the first one is from the upper 2 centimeters. Back 313.
Copy, 313.
And the second one is from probably down from 2 centimeters down to about 8.
Copy that.
Bob, it looks like the fragment just to the... the boulder just to the south of us has some inclusions in it, light-colored inclusions. Back 472 on that.
Copy 472 on that. You mean the south half of the split boulder?
Yeah. I haven't seen inclusions in the other half.
Okay.
Okay, now we need boulder stuff. You happy with that, Houston? Let's get your hammer.
Yeah, we're happy with that for an east-west split.
That's a little hard, huh?
I think,
I gotta find a corner I can get at.
Yeah.
Let me get an after picture down in this hole.
Oh, that's right. You almost stepped on, I forgot the after, too. Hey, there are chips up here on top. Also, that's been spalled off.
Yeah.
You can get some of those.
Looks
but,
like someone's been chipping up there. That's
yeah, it looks like there's been a geologist here before us.
Let me get to Noman. I think I can get some of these pieces over here. I want to get that 90-degree angular flight line around this boulder, too.
Bob, the more I look at this thing, you know, here's the piece that fell off. Here's the piece that was knocked off up there.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, I'll bring a big piece of that on. That's obvious. This is obvious.
How about this one up here? Take your picture. I think we can just lift that off. See that?
Yeah, bye.
I better get.
I'll get a locator from here.
Okay. I was gonna get my down sun, but I'm afraid I'll.
You may be down sun if you
yeah.
do.
We'll get some. You get it?
Yeah, will I come off?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, just throw it in my bag.
It's broken, but it's in place. That's a nice big piece, too. That's about the size of a.
Why don't you put it in mine? I can't get up there.
Okay.
Yet. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. Don't move.
Okay, Bob, there's a big spall lying on the ground here that has been knocked off up there from right on top of the boulder. And I tell you, the more I look at this, the south half of this boulder, the more heterogeneous in texture it looks. It looks as if it may be either a recrystallized breccia of some kind, or you had a this site magma catch up an awful lot of inclusions. I guess I prefer the latter explanation because of the extreme vesicularity of the rock.
Okay, very interesting.
Now, a few of the inclusions are. Well, they're all sub-rounded to rounded, and a few of them are very light colored.
I'm coming around a corner with a flight.
Are you
going to
do it, Tom? Okay.
Yeah, I got.
Well, you know, I ought to get one shot back here with a black and white. I'll get this half black and white.
Okay.
If we could get, I think we ought to pick up a piece of that spall there by the.
I can break it.
Nolan, I can break it off.
Well, on top.
There's
yeah.
one right by the Noman there. We can just pick up. It's a finer grain vesicular rock. And wait, we're on. Jeez. Oh. I thought I was going to get this half. Okay. I don't care.
I started down, Jack.
Well, they like to have some of it black and white, you know. I'll get that rock. I forgot to look at the objectives of the station. I hope we're meeting them.
Well, we want to get 500 to that boulder track. I know I want to get that.
Okay, a piece of that spall rock. Well, we're sitting by the Noman. Ooh, watch out, Noman. How about that? Is in, bag 535.
You got one in there, Ari?
Yeah.
Okay, we copy that one, Jack.
You won't be able to reach. You won't be able to reach my bag, Joe. You can put it in mine. You reach it?
Looking at it.
Bob, one of the light-colored inclusions looks like it may be an gabbroid. An orthosite. Let me get my term straight. The host rock has dark enough vap pits that it's probably an orthocytic gabbro, if I didn't say that. Some of these light-colored inclusions have slightly lighter colored glass, and they may be the gabbroic anorthosite.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
Like this one, and that. Yeah. Some of those inclusions get to be bigger than the size of a baseball. There's one here, there's a couple up there.
Let me borrow your hammer.
Yeah. Jack, try a little higher. Get one right on it, right there. Right. Yeah. That's a hard rock.
Yeah.
That's a hard rock.
You might be able to do it. I can't.
I can't get down there. Okay. We need some of the soil outside the shadow here.
Yeah.
How about over where your bag went? Let's move around here to... I think there's some... Oops. Get on this slope over here. Okay. How about out over here? Are we supposed to get a... Where are we here? I don't know. I'd like to get... Now, when you face uphill, your camera faces down.
Okay, we want to get a rake on the rim of that little crater down there, I guess.
Okay, and, 17, Roger. You were asking about objectives. Of course, the primary objective is documented samples of the blocks. And then also we'd like to get some of the a rake and soil sample out in the surface, namely the rim crater there, if that's available. And one of the things, of course, we're looking for is a variety of rocks here. If there's more than just the one boulder, you can sample the boulder for a while, but we'd be interested in seeing if there's more than just the single type of rock. Probably also samples from both sides,
okay,
both halves of the rock. What we said this morning in terms of combining stations 6 and 7 to an hour and 20 minutes.
Come on up here, Gino. Okay, you can.
And so it's sort of your option as to how much time you spend here and how much you go on to Station 7 and spend. If you feel it's worthwhile, we could spend essentially all that hour and 20 minutes at this station. But if we did that, we'd like to get a fair variety of blocks
okay.
if they're available.
Okay. Gino, we can sample some of the light colored groups. Matter of fact, this block looks different.
That's why I've been photographing it.
It's a blue gray. It's a big blue gray rock. Itself is crystalline, I believe. The inclusions are much more sharply defined, and it's non-vesicular, and it's included, or at least it's in contact with, the very vesicular anorthositic gabbro. Right up there. See
yeah.
that?
Yeah, the whole big one. I just.
Did you get some pictures of it?
I bounced around here, I took pictures of it.
Look, we can get some of that light colored stuff in there along with the blue gray.
Try to get as big a piece of that inclusion as we can. There's.
You see it up in there?
Yep. I think we're out of line of sight with them. We're behind
a
boulder.
Sorry about that. But
now, we can hear you loud and clear. We're just looking at rocks right now.
Okay, Bob, the boulder downslope is more of a light gray vesicular boulder. The one Jack just talked about with some of these larger white inclusions is less vesicular, and it's a more of a blue-gray rock. And if I don't fall on my tail here, I'll get... The locator is of Henry.
Copy that.
Okay, let me try and get up there. Henry, we must be high enough to see some. I haven't even looked back. Let me get a close-up before you start pounding.
I might just roll from this angle, too.
That'll give him something. A little different up in there, too, Jack.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try and sample that. Okay, let's get the... You want me to get my scoop under there? Probably will fall out. Okay.
Get as many of these pieces as we can. I don't know how many are going to come out.
thing will come out here in a minute. I'll watch it.
Got it?
Move your arm up or down.
Okay, I got it.
In case we don't get another one.
Talking about this one here?
Yeah, I just
about to come.
Oh, oh, oh. Okay. I've got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, need this in the bag.
They're both holster. Actually, we can put them in the same.
No, let's don't. No, they're different places.
537 is a chip of the blue-gray rock. And the whole, the blue-gray host rock.
And let me get that other one.
Another sample of that material, a little dustier.
Okay, we copy that.
That's the blue gray. That's the blue gray, Bob, with the inclusions in it. Now the blue gray, the more you look at it, looks like a.
Give me your left, your right hand.
Huh?
Give me your right hand. Turn it over.
Well, I did. How do you want it over?
You kept turning it over in the same direction like that, so I could fix that.
Okay, now give me your bag, and I'll get it in there. It, the blue-gray rock, on closer examination, looks like a partially recrystallized fragment breccia. It's very hard. And I'm going to...
You're going to get the afters?
Yeah, I'll get it. I want to do a little bit better documentation on this thing. Bob?
I'm going to go over and look at that contact.
I got a few close-up stereos of the inclusion that we tried to sample, and I'm going to see if I can't give you a little flyline stereo around this thing, if I can stay on my feet. Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
Houston reads you loud and clear also.
What? You can see where we've been pounding on this rock. We didn't succeed in getting samples everywhere. And I'm giving you a 90-degree corner. Bob, it looks to me like the inclusion's a blue-gray in the gabbro, in the anorthocytic gabbro.
Positively outstanding.
But you're saying you think this whole big blue-gray thing is an inclusion?
Yes, sir. And there's some little ones over here.
Yeah, but then within the blue-gray, we've got all these other fragments.
Well, that's right. It's just several generations of activity. It looks like the gabbro, though, picked up the... fragmental breccia as inclusions.
Bob, I really look that way right now. There's a...
Okay, Charlie's here mumbling something about it looking just like house rock.
It's very crystalline, I'll tell you. It's not a breccia, not like house rock. Not to take anything away from house rock, though. Hey, Bob, there's a lot of manling on a very shallow slope of a fracture here on one of the upslope blocks. I would assume it's just part of the talus picked up as it rolled down, but if it's worth sampling, you might think about.
Okay. Okay, Gene, if you can get that fairly readily, why don't you, you can perhaps just scoop it up with the bag.
That's exactly what I can do.
If you can get up to the rock, that
and,
is.
It'll be in my, flight line stereo, and it's going to be bag 557, and I'll take an answer and show you where it came from.
Okay, copy that.
It's the easiest part of the rock in the world to work. Man, here's a big... Here's a big white class. There's one on top about a foot and a half across, and here's one must be 2 feet across, 3 feet. And that's in the blue-gray. You're like a kid playing in a sandbox. Well, Bob, I think I've done the best I can. I would, I'd say that there are pretty clearly inclusions of blue-gray in the North Pacific Gabbro here near the contact.
Okay, and Gene, your bag is hanging by one hook there. Be careful, if you can.
Okay.
Or LMP.
Okay, and I gave you 557, I believe, didn't I?
Roger, we have that one. And whoever is given a 557.
Okay, I'll have Jack fix my bag.
Yep.
Okay, Bob, by accident, I didn't think I could do it, but I got a sample of the inclusion. And it's in bag 539. Hey, Jack, that's your bag that's hanging by one hook. Let me go get it.
Oh, they're talking to me, huh?
Yeah, because
yep.
I didn't think they could see me. I'm way up on top. And it's blue-gray with light-colored,
put these in my bag.
Inclusions in it, all right. But the whole thing seems to be pretty well altered or metamorphosed. Compared to the major rock we just sampled, to the other blue-gray rock.
Get this bag, it's terrible. I can't, it won't latch.
Man, there's a dark hole in there.
Hey,
where you
don't let me, I'm not. It's
here's another bag to put in there before you go.
Oh, okay. It won't latch.
Well,
not at this angle.
Put the thumb on one side and
no, it's dead or something. There, that's pretty good.
Now let me fix your bag.
And 17.
Okay, Bob, I think that inclusion will give you an example of what
that'll stay on.
What this thing, what the North Pacific Gabbro did to the blue-gray breccia.
Okay, we copy that, and we're ready for you guys to leave this rock and press on and either get the rake soil and cores near that crater down below the rock, just a shade, or else to go on to some other different variety rocks in the area.
Well, I tell you, going down to that crater is not a problem. Getting back up is.
Okay, well, find a decent area to get the rake soil
what,
from.
Gene, I could go down
forth.
There and start a rake, and you could come down there. Okay, I don't think you ought to try and walk back up, Jack. Let me get a pan from right here where I got this sample. Okay, I'm going to come over and I'll go get the rake.
17,
and,
it's not that vital to get to that crater. We just need a good place for a rake soil and a double, single core.
Hey, get uphill a little bit, if you can, for the pan, so that you don't, so you see my other pan station.
Where was it?
It was over there in that crater just uphill from the rover.
Yeah, well, I'm going up there.
Hey, and 17, we aren't really all that gung-ho about that particular crater, if it's that much of a job to get down to it and back up. We just need a decent place for a rake soil sample and a single core.
Okay. Bob, we don't want to move around from here too much. I'll tell you, these slopes are something else.
We agree with that from what we've seen on television, so use your judgment and get them where it's the best place.
You might take a look at me walking up, and I don't think I could get to the top.
I just got to get a place I can get a pan from right here. Right in this little hole. Okay, now I left the Gnomon down there.
Okay, I'll have to go get it.
I think we set up right here near the rover.
I think I'll go and save some water back on intermediate.
Okay.
Copy that.
I hope my lens is clean.
Bob, from up here, the light mantle is not evident until you see the angular reflection up on the scarp. Very thin light patches might be evident out on the valley, but not nearly as pronounced as I might have thought from this altitude. Holy smoly. You know, Jack, when we finish with station 8, we will have covered this whole valley from corner to corner.
That was the idea.
Yeah, but I didn't think we'd ever really quite get to that far.
Bob, that blue-gray rock near the contact with the, I know if it's any gabbro, does get some vesicles in it. I think they'll show up in Gene's pictures.
Okay, we have that too, Jack.
Okay, I just ran out of film at 160, and I'm about 2 pictures short of the pan, and they're upslope. I think I can cover most of that with the 500.
Okay, Gene, you're going to go to the rover and change your mag now?
Well, Jack's going to need some help from me.
Okay. Let me know.
I'm starting to rake.
Let me know when you get to the rover to change the mag
Jack,
after you get done with that, and I'll tell you what mag to change. But press
Jack,
on and help
you
Jack.
Film, I'll just come and help you.
Okay.
My camera too, will you?
Okay.
Don't forget to dust your camera.
We'll keep track of that for you, Gene.
Gene Cernan took that tumble.
Okay. Did you get any before pictures?
I'm getting them now.
Okay.
Stay easy, McGee.
Man, I tell you, these slopes are great. I wouldn't mind being up on top coming down. But, hey, that boulder track is quite a trench.
Yes, sir.
What, that thing must be a meter or two deep, huh?
Okay, the big rake.
Would it be easier to rake downhill?
It would, but the stuff wouldn't stay in. Right?
Well, I don't know.
That's a thought.
Make sure you get that one by the...
Yeah, I will.
inches, most of them are an inch or so smaller. They're angular to sub-rounded fragments. Some of them look like inclusions. Matter of fact, the ones that are broken open look like some of the light-colored inclusions we saw in a big boulder. The others are too dust-covered to say anything about. A couple of them look fairly coarsely crystalline. Okay. Put these in there.
Big deal.
Three more.
Okay. Let me get an after.
Such as it is.
Oh, we want the soil here.
Oh, that's right.
That's a firm.
Okay, you want to put that in?
Yeah, I better put it in before I...
Okay, let's try for the soil.
559 is the soil.
Okay, copy that. And 17, our present plans from the back room are that we'd like to get the single core, the 500 millimeter shots, and I guess maybe one could do one and one could do the other. And then we'd like to press on and do a short station 7. Unless you think that you've got a fair variety of rocks here.
Yeah.
The feeling is to do
more.
That, to take a look at variety
more.
Of rocks.
Okay.
Okay, Bob, I'll get the core and let Jack get the 500. 559 is a kilogram of soil. I think we've pretty much covered the general variety we've seen here. I think we're seeing most of them in that boulder.
Okay, and so we'd like to go on to station 7 then when you get the 500 and the core and hopes of finding a variation of boulders along the front.
Okay. Let me know when you get it. Okay, after.
Okay, once you get the 500, I'll get the LMB's on 120.
Copy 120 there. And, Gene, if you want to change, we recommend magazine Foxtrot or Fran, as the case may be.
Okay, we'll try Foxtrot Franny. Don't forget to get that boulder track.
And while you're at it, Gene, you might remember to adjust your camera there when you're leaning over the seat.
Let me look at your camera.
Oh, man, if this rover wasn't here, we'd roll downhill.
Hey, Bob, I think we could use an upper here if you want to save the lowers.
I think so, too.
Whichever you want. You want your...
No, I get it. Once you get your 500 now...
Okay, but you want a core? Watch the fender.
The core's in there, isn't it?
Well, there's some in under my seat if you want to use
I'll
those.
I'll use those.
Stand by, Jack. We have three lowers and two uppers, so we just soon use the extra lower here in the single core. That'll give us two uppers and two lowers left.
Okay.
Doubles.
There should be a lower in there, Jim.
Yep.
Bob, any special place you want that? Just out here in the slope?
That's
the
firm, just out there.
Norman up, well.
I guess if you saw a crater,
you
might look at that, but primarily we're looking at the crater.
I'll get it. I'll get it, Jack. Don't worry.
Okay. We got a couple dents in our wheels. That's better than having a flat tire.
I'm not sure what he said. Thinking. How do I get this dog on?
Big turn to come off.
You gotta unlock it.
Yeah, it is unlocked.
Okay, now push down and turn.
Okay, I got it.
How am I gonna see up there to shoot this thing?
Well, why don't you lean against the rock? Go over there and lean against it.
Well, so I can lean against the rover, but that ain't going to work. The
rover's not steady enough for you to lean against.
Well, it's steady enough. There's just no place to lean.
Okay, and Jack, if you'll listen for a minute, I'll tell you some possible 500-millimeter targets that people have in mind. One, the Lem, if you can see it from there. Two, Nansen, if you can see it from there. Three, Lara, and four, Shorty. In other words, I guess they're talking about looking along your traverse from yesterday. These would be mostly the back shots,
right,
apparently. And then also the South Massif, and I don't know what you can get of boulder tracks leading up the North Massif, but most of those will be looking downhill towards the Lem, stations 2, 3, and 4. Over. Nansen, Lara, and Shorty.
I got you, Bob.
Yeah, the Lem is visible, by the way.
I got a set of the what looks like the outcrop from which the boulder came.
Good on that. And if you're done with that, if you got a frame count, you're still taking them, I guess it looks like.
Yeah. Okay, my camera's playing the magazine Foxtrot. Is on about frame 2 when I cycled through it, and I've got the coil set, and I'm going to go get it, and I didn't hear where you said to put it, Bob.
Anywhere.
Oh, man, you're easy.
And did you get
anywhere,
your camera?
Not the bottom of a small crater, huh?
Any place. And did you get your camera dusted?
Yeah. I got it all dusted in a mag change.
Good.
It's core 48.
Copy that.
Okay. I'll even get you a picture of it. Oh, me, oh my.
EVA time, 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Oh, me, oh, my. Can you get the lamp from there? Six whacks and it's in all the way.
Now, baby.
Okay, Bob, Shorty and Station 3 and Station 2 and what else?
And any sort of outcrops you see in the South Massif.
I thought we shot those.
Okay, if you got those, fine.
No, I mean the other day.
Well,
I'll try again.
Stereo is stereo.
Okay,
is stereo,
and I got your
I
little storm. Well, but it's not stereo. It's right along the same line. Little storm mechanics of the hull, which stayed intact, very nice and round.
Okay, we copy that.
Okay. Oh, man. Yes, sir, we got a couple dented tires. Okay, my hands have had it.
Okay, good.
Not going to get anything else out of me if I keep taking pictures.
And, Dean, what's a dented tire?
A dented tire is a little, all a little golf ball size or smaller indentation in the mesh. How does that sound to you? Doesn't hurt anything.
That sounds like a dented tire.
Frame
That's
3-1,
how it sounds.
Bob.
Copy, copy, frame 3-1.
I sort of like what it is. Okay, LMP was what, 120. I guess we can get to the next station with that.
Yeah, I got a brand new mag out.
And we'd like to get you guys rolling as soon as feasible there.
Yes, sir. It's our policy. Okay, I'll need your rammer, so if you just turn right. Good timing. Heads out. Core tube is safe. In full. I knew it was. Okay, you can take this, put this under your seat if you want, Jack, and I'll get the TGE. Oh, let me put your shovel back on for you. I'll get it.
Get that?
Yeah.
Don't lose that. What to do?
Okay, did you give them the number? Yeah, they got the number.
Roger,
under
the LMPC. Copy that under the LMPC.
I'm sneaking up on the TGE.
You need some help?
No, just sneak it up, that's all.
Come and let you lean on me.
No, I got it. 670-109-801. 670-109-801.
Okay, we copy that.
I wish we, one thing I didn't do while you're doing that. Didn't get pictures of those foliated vesicles. I don't think the ones that you had were in that kind of rock.
I don't want to lose that thing, so I guess.
Okay, and 17, when you get back on here, we don't need any charges, and we'll leave the SEP turned off.
I'm not sure. Did you turn it off, Gene?
Yeah, I turned it off. I turned it off.
Okay, let me see. We want to move on to 7 here. Greg, Taylor, Document Corps, you got your stereos. We got two pans, DG camera. Okay, we're going to head east and look for station 7, block duration, contact change, get a different sample of rock. Okay, I sure want to get one or two of those nice ones in the big bag while you're over there.
Okay,
open the gate and I'll bring one.
7. Okay, and let me know when you get ready to get back on the rover there, 17.
Guess we didn't open it again.
Should, though. It's all set, right?
You could put them under Jack's seat if it's easier.
Okay, what do you want done to the step while I'm here?
Okay,
you want
we'd like
blankets stayed open, left open?
Negative. We'd like the blankets closed and taped down again if possible and both switches left off. We won't touch it again until station 8.
Tape's not going to stick anymore, I'm afraid.
That's right.
Big bag open?
Yeah, it's all open. All set.
Get me a... I need a normal sample bag for one ear. It's pretty fragile.
Okay. Oh, that doggone thing's not going to... That tape is full of dust now. Okay, wait, but Jack... Here, let me get this big one. I'm about ready to drop it.
It looked like Gabbro. And then
there's sample bag 560.
Copy 560.
And 560 has an undocumented, except by the band, very white, looks like a crushed anorthosite. It looks like some of the inclusions in the breccia, in the gray breccia, gray recrystallized breccia.
Okay, we copy that.
When you get around, we close this gate, you might try and hit that top of that step down again.
I will. But,
hey, Bob, you're staying keyed an awful long time. We can hear a lot of what's going on back there.
Wait a minute. Let me get this out of the way.
Okay, close it. Yeah, that's got it.
Yeah, that's straight.
That's got it. Okay.
Whoop. Why'd that come off?
Well, because it's not locked. You better throw it. That never was locked.
We lucked out.
Before you get on, remember to close the battery covers if they...
Yep.
Your camera lens looks all right, you know.
Yeah, I dusted it already.
Oh. Okay, cover closed. Okay, do they want it on or off?
Leave it off.
Huh? Leave it off, but try and close that cover as best you can. Yeah, I'm afraid the tape has had it.
I know it.
You want us to tape it again, Bob? What'd you do with the tape?
If you can grab the tape right off, but don't spend a lot of time on it.
What'd you do with the tape?
Let's worry about it.
Let's
worry about it at station 7 if we're going to worry about it. Press on.
Okay.
Yeah, let's forget it now. It's too hard to work on here. It's not going to take just a minute. It's going to take too much time.
I'm not sure I can get back on here.
Well, let me give you a hand.
We need we don't need any...
No,
nothing.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I could drive, Jack.
Why don't you drive down and get... So you're not... You can get on.
You can go downhill very easy.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get the TV. The battery covers are closed.
Let me carry...
Why don't you just go down there?
I'll carry the rover sample. Jeez.
Got it?
Okay, I'll get that out of your way, too.
Okay, I'll head down to that... Actually, I'll side hill over to those boulders, right over there. And then, see if that's any change.
Okay, you might, if you get another sample, a large sample, you might grab it and we'll throw it in the foot pan here and I'll see if I can't find a level spot to...
I sort of ought to have my scoop, too.
Okay, get on. No, don't take too much. Just take that. That's all you need.
Well, let me have your hammer, then.
Bill?
Okay, and 17, okay. Can you verify that the Gnomon is back in the rover?
Hellmine is on a rover. The TG is on a rover.
The rake?
Rake is on a rover. The scoop's on a rover. We got the... you put the core under your pan, right?
Yep. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, I'm going to power up and see if I can't come down and get you. It's fun walking downhill. Well, that boulder track is impressive.
Okay, in 17, when you get moving, we want to get a, and I quote, a maximum variety of hand samples with a minimum amount of documentation and a minimum amount of time in Station 7. It's just an attempt to see what kind of variety we can get along the face of the front. Over.
Station 7 is 8/10 of a kilometer east of Station 6, still along the base of the North Massif.
Yeah, fuck it out.
Probably ought to turn my water to off of max, if that's where it is. It cools. I don't want to run out today. Indicator says 15 degrees and the pitch indicator says about 12. I don't know if I believe all that. Bob, you with us?
Go ahead, right. We're with you.
Okay, I'm rolling.
Copy that.
And in front of the way you're facing. I can go down the crater over here, don't drive through it. Well, there you are.
This much better. How's this?
That's great. We ought to be able to pick up lots of those fragments out in that field out there.
Be right with you.
Okay. Bob, I just came down slope reading 193, 3.1. It's about 100 meters, pick up jack.
Okay, copy that.
Hey, bag, 48 Yankee has a sample of about a half, one-third meter boulder that was flying in it, that's sitting right smack dab in a little crater of its own.
Copy that.
Oh, jack.
What?
Oh, you just kicked a snowstorm of dust across here.
I'm sorry. I just fell, too.
Did you?
You all right?
Yeah.
Put your hammer.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to drop it in a pan here. Hold on to it, I think. God. Couldn't help that one. Yeah, I think we get some more level spots. I can dust this thing back there. Am I really on?
So high.
You're twisted. Go away from your one twist.
Okay.
Is it caught something? Yeah, it is. Wait a minute. Get up. Get up. Get up. You're sitting on. Get up.
What am I? You gotta get out.
You didn't put this away. Wait a minute. Get up. Out.
Callaway.
Oh, that thing.
Yep, this thing.
That's right.
That's where you're sitting high.
I knew I'd forget that.
Okay. Now, let me get this thing out.
Frame is 130. You got a lot of static now?
Yep.
Okay.
So you got a rock on your right, I guess.
Yeah, I got him. I got off.
I got the low gain set. Oh, Houston, you read.
Roger, we read loud and clear.
Okay. Okay, how about that field, not this block, but there's sort of a collection of them.
Yeah, way out there.
Way out there.
About 300 meters or so.
Oh, at least, yeah. Oh, going into the sun, I can't see a thing to tell you about Wessex Cliff.
Okay, station 7,
we haven't already said
208 and 3.3, but it's any group of significant numbers you want to stop at in reality.
Understand. Like you're on a downslope over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I feel like you're about ready to spin out downhill.
Do you? I don't feel that at all up here. Bob, it's hard to give you much looking into the sun the way we are. We must be about 200 meters up the slope looking at that little valley down there, Jack. Am I right?
I think you're right.
The pattern on the slope really doesn't look much different than on the light mantle. As a matter of fact, it looks very much like light mantle, except for these large blocks that are in it.
Okay, copy that. And you guys may still have your visors up. We can't tell, but you might be better off with them down if you've forgotten that they're up.
Well, boy, I can't see. My hands work just as well as my visor, as a matter of fact.
No, I can't believe mine could be up.
You've got a crater right in front of you. There
yeah, I got it.
Okay, that looks like a pretty good pile to work on.
Yeah, let's go over in there.
Hey, wait a minute. Okay. Bob, what heading are you going to want me to park on? I want to get in that flat area, Jack, so I can test the radiator.
Yeah, no constraints, Gene. This is going to be a very short station, probably not more than 10 or 15 minutes to grab, as I say, a maximum variety of hand samples with a minimum amount of documentation in a minimum amount of time.
Okay, we do a pan and pick up a lot of those small ones, Jack. Rather than trying to chip.
Okay, we would like to have the
I see a little more level.
TV camera and its mirrors and stuff dusted there, however. But we won't do anything
to
the battery.
I thought you were going to stop back here.
Well,
okay. Now it's going out here.
I'm sorry.
Right around this big one.
I misunderstood you.
Yep. See, there's a lot of little ones up in here. I want to... Okay, do not do anything to the batteries. Understand?
Roger.
I can't figure out where you're going to stop.
Right in here. Right here to give you as much of a level spot as I can. That's about as level a spot as I can find. I'm inside a slope of a crater. Bob, I'm at 2003.3.
Copy that.
Get it. The only one guy can do it. I just you take a pan before and we'll start picking up some of those samples and I'll take a pan afterward.
Well, let's see here.
What kind of variety we can get here?
There's another one of our blue-gray wretches, I think, over there. Recrystallized wretches with some of that crushed anorthosite in it. I think right in here. I'm going to take the pan
and
at
Jack,
about...
What's your frame count?
131.
Okay, press on.
Bob, I'm going to take the pan at 11 feet so you can see the fragments that we are going to pick up here. Then we can take another one at for location work.
Copy that.
The picture's coming in now. EVA time, 2 hours, 38 minutes.
Should have it, Bob.
We got a TV. Yeah, repeat, we'd like to get some dust, both on the mirror, dusting of the mirror and the lens of the TV. TCU and the TV.
Let me get you out of the sun. I wouldn't do this for anybody but you, you know that.
Okay, looks good, Gene, thank you.
Primary tool, the dust brush and the hammer, and my head. Okay, you ready to start picking?
Picking.
Okay.
And?
Yeah, is the temperature difference with that high sun angle?
You're probably letting in a lot of infrared through that without having that gold visor down, too. That's sort of an infrared shield.
Yeah, but mine's been down all the time, Bob.
Copy that.
Shade. Okay, 540 is the first bag of selected samples.
Copy that.
I got it. Okay, I'm going to leave you open, but don't let me... Let me get you here. Put that one in there. Wait a minute, let's get a bag on it. Getting too many rocks, we don't know where they came from. I think it'll fit, you know what? Then we'll wrap it a little bit. Yeah, it'll fit. Okay, bag 541 is partially around another big rock. Then Gene's collection bag. Did you get pictures of this thing here?
Yeah, well, not the big rock yet. Not in focus, anyway.
I gotta do that.
I was just collecting in this area.
I'd like to keep grabbing a few, and I'm gonna...
That's what I'm
That's one of the blue-gray rocks, Bob, and it's got a light-colored fragment that runs the full height of it, about a meter and a half thick, and then it's got a blue-gray rock on the other side. As a matter of fact, let me look at it closely. It's a fragment in it, all right.
Okay, copy that, Gene, and remember to document around the corner if you're trying to get some photo documentation of the boulder.
Bob, I wouldn't be absolutely positive, but it sure looks like I see a dikelet in here that's in the inclusion. And I'm going to get a close-up stereo of it. I'd call it a dikelet if you pin me down.
Okay, copy and that.
Pin him down. I wish I could break a sample of that off. Here's another one. It is a dikelet. There's three or four of them.
Okay, copy that, Gene. Very good.
Oh, me oh my. Material in the dike looks, it is. It's not covering it. It's between the lighter colored rock and it's the blue-gray rock. 542 is another bag of goodies.
Copy that.
Gene, let me get rid of this. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it isn't a dikelet. Maybe it's just a stream covering, a flow covering. No, you got, they're dikes. They're little veinlets of, let me get this whole thing in a bag. I got a rock, Bob. It fractured primarily around the dike. It's in several pieces, but we're going to put it all in one bag. 543. Let me get it piece by piece.
Okay, we need to get put one of those dikes in another bag.
Bob, it looks like some fraction of the blue-gray material has intruded, huh? Now, can you get that dike there?
Piece of it?
This thing. Yeah, get that?
I get it right here.
No, I think, no, get the piece with to get more of it, right there.
Yeah.
It's a soft white inclusion again. It breaks pretty easy. Oh, it's got to be a dike. Look at that.
It is. It is.
Okay, 544.
Copy that.
Oh, yeah, it is, because I just broke into it.
Yeah,
I'm looking.
And we'd like to have
that?
You guys moving
over.
Again in 5 minutes to get to Station 8 on time.
Yes, sir. Looks like although the blue-gray up on the hill look like a fragment. Fracture, if this is still related, then it's been some partial melting at some time.
There's a preserved contact between the dike and
the material. That's what I
want. I'm going to get this big piece of dike now.
If you can get, whoa, don't hit it again. There, you still got some. Still got some contact there.
Oh, there's some good contact. Man, that'll do it.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Dike and intruded rock in 544. Now, these dikes are a dark bluish gray. And it looks like there's some, it looks like they're very finely crystalline.
Maybe my bag, I'll take it from close.
Very fine phenocrysts.
Okay.
Okay, we copy that.
We ought to get, we ought to get a piece of the normal gray that the dikes are coming from. You got your hammer handy still?
Yep. Yeah, you, I want to get
ahead.
Finish documenting this thing.
Oh, hey, over here on this side, it looks like the vesicular and orthocytic gabbro.
I got to get some regular pictures on this. Okay, here's the... That wouldn't have come off this one well. Got it?
And, yeah. Huh. 561. That's a sample of the gray, looks like recrystallized breccia that the dikes are continuous with.
Okay, and...
Bob, that's my turn to say, the vesicular rock.
They finished the stereo around the corner here.
Okay, and you guys just dropped the scoop there on the ground, and we're ready for you guys to leave.
I know you are.
And you might grab one FSR on the way out.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, there's that one. The vesicular and orthocytic gabbro is in
6-2.
6-2.
We get this in there, you take the...
I gotta get the scoop.
Scoop, and I'll get the hammer. And make sure your bag is
full.
Yeah,
I gotta check yours too. Let me get uphill from you though.
Wait a minute. Give me the hammer. How's that? Can you get it now?
This is one of the worst bags we've had.
Latching.
It just doesn't stay down. Probably, if we get time somewhere, we ought to change that out.
Sure, the corners are
even. Yeah, well,
how's she doing?
It's okay. It'll hold for a while. Okay. Okay, here's an FSR that's about...
And, Jack, you're on tag on one side of your bag is undone again.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
There's a football-sized rock that was 50% buried.
Can you grip it? I got the gate open.
I'm going to get your back. Hey, did you see the way I handled that hammer?
Yeah.
Every while I'm getting accustomed to things.
Gate's a little sluggish too, Jack. Well, I think everything's so full of dust, nothing wants to move anymore.
Okay, that one looked like a piece of the gray rock.
Yeah, I bet I didn't push the gravimeter here. Did I, Bob?
No, we'll get it at Station 8.
No, they didn't tell us to.
Okay, Jack, you're going to have to close the gate, and I'll have to hold the big bag over the top.
Okay. Okay, and Jack, before you leave, we'd like you to change the mags before you get the, before you leave this station.
Yes, sir.
I'll do that.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't push.
Oh,
one of those lovely... Okay, now you can push. Okay, that's locked. Now, it's in. Wait a minute. Let me see what's going on in there. This thing didn't release all the way. pull it out. That's what. Push. Okay.
There, you got it. It went in.
Okay, that's the dust again. Now the bag's in order. Let me get the bag out.
Okay, and Gene, you might get
the. Okay, now shove it. That's too much. Wait a minute. Let me lift it up and do it. Now, wait a minute, I gotta tweak this thing. Okay, now shove it in, right now.
I got it, no. Well, that's your player, and I'll see if I can change your mag.
That latch is just sticking, that's all. It's just dust again. I don't know what you do about those problems.
What magazine did you want, Bob?
A magazine, Mike, as in Mary.
Latch.
Okay. Dean, you might spend your time taking a standard 74-foot fan while Jack is changing his mag, if you got a chance there.
That's a splendid idea, sir. And that's exactly what I'll do. I don't mind going uphill because it's so much fun coming down. Down in my little hole here. Oh, and that's stability. That's stability. Challenger looks a long way away. That's 3 kilometers, huh? Yep. Okay, mag's changed.
Those two bags with the goodies in them will have enough soil to be representative of the area we sampled to, I think.
Okay, copy that. Then you guys get your bags fixed up there, Jack. We were concerned about your SCB for a while.
No, we have to do that.
We'll do it.
Okay. Look at my camera lens and see how dirty it is.
The other hook that kid. Turn a little more left. It didn't come off, I don't think. Unless the bottom's off, but the bottom's not going to stay on. And you're not going to lose it. The tops are so tight, your bottom's loose, but that's just because your harness shrunk a little bit.
Okay, well, it looks like from time to time, guys, that only one of Jack's hooks was hooked on the top.
Yeah, they're both on and they're both tight. And,
okay, we copy.
I got the bottom hooked again, too. The bottom's not going to stay. Okay, check my lens.
Oh, your lens is beautiful. What's mine look like? Can you see it?
Yeah, I know it's clean. Let's forget it.
Okay, and 17, as you get around to the front there, Gene, would you dust the LCRU? We don't think you did that here. And the top of the TV camera. And Jack, would you take a peek of the SEP temperature for us?
I'm sorry, Bob, I already did that when we stopped at the station.
Okay, if it's been
done. That temperature is about 115.
Copy, 115. Okay, then press on.
television has been shut down while the crew travels southeast to Station 8 along the base of the sculptured hills. It'll be up to crew discretion just exactly where to sample along the base of these hills.
Down, man.
Yeah, we seem to do an awful lot of down-sun driving for up-sun driving for all the planning we did.
Yeah, wait till we come home from Station 8, then we'll take care of it. And, Gene,
okay.
As you get started there, we'd like a couple of rover battery temperatures of at least one. We know what the other one says. And, Jack, we might get a frame count from you. Oh, excuse me, we already got that. Thank you, because you changed.
Well, okay, 110, and CDR, by the way, is about 7.3 on the frames.
Copy that.
Okay, Bob, I'd like the range and bearing to the,
what did you get in reverse?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're rolling, and I'd like the range and bearing to the next,
Okay, we want a heading of about 125, and there's going to be a small turn. I think it's at the crater, the SWIP crater, at 225 and 3.4. There'll be a slight turn. That's a heading of 125 is what you should start
That's
out
what I'm
on.
Looking for.
And 225 and 3.4.
I thought we were bypassing.
No, we just do that during
the mission
planning
stages. I thought we were bypassing
stages.
SWIP. And 3.4, okay.
That's pretty close to nominal.
Yeah. Now I got my, may I tell you, this little navigation map I got on my handcuff checklist is unquestionably the greatest thing that I've ever done. Sure hard to tell where north is on it, though. Trying my best to keep you out of those slopes.
That's all right. I'm learning to tolerate it.
Okay, Bob, we're pretty close now to... No, we're not. We're still about 100 meters, I think, from where the breaking slope is with the plane. And but we're away from the block population except for scattered two great big blocks out ahead of us. This side of the SWIP crater, and but the average population is down to the 1% or less again. That average population really never changed up in here. Just the big blocks were around.
We estimate driving time to be 20 minutes. Distance about 2.3 kilometers.
100 meter. Last. Line hit bottom craters. Look at the size of those things.
Oh, aren't they big mothers?
Mamos. And it looks like they're probably the same thing that we sampled. They have the inclusions in them, white inclusions. They look like a mixture of gray and the tan gray of the... The gray of the recrystallized breccia and the tan gray of the anorthocytic gabbro. That must, hey, look, there's Van Zurg, Blocky Rim Crater. That's the other side of Cochise there. See it? Yeah, way over there. Yeah. Cochise is certainly a shallow crater, well, we knew that. It doesn't have any, it only has one place I can see that has any blocks on the inner wall of Cochise. Otherwise, it has a surface much like what we're driving on for walls and for the floor. One place on the south-southeast wall, there is a concentration of blocks much like we saw in Henry or in Horatio. But the rest of the crater seems to be pretty well mantled. Van Zurg is a very blocky rim crater. See 8 blocks up on the rim.
Do you have a lot of static, Jack, or is it just me?
No, I think it's just you. But the people are always giving you static.
Bob, if you still read me, I'm looking at the sculptured hills, and I still have that old man wrinkled face appearance, even up close at this sun angle. And those wrinkles go from generally upslope at the west to downslope at the east.
Hey, you're right at the edge of Cochise, aren't you?
Right here?
Aren't you?
No, we're not that close. Cochise is up at, see that rim where those blocks are?
No, that's a small crater.
Oh, I'll bet you that's Cochise up there. We got to go quite a ways yet to get there.
How about a range and bearing?
This side slope driving is really a tough.
How about a range and bearing?
Okay, it's 210-3.4.
Copy that, 210-3.4. And you should be somewhat north of Cochise there, as we're planning, although you may be cutting south to try going directly up sun.
I guess that's some other. That's just a depression, or I think Cochise
that's
is over
a depression,
rim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are getting warm.
Well, I tell you, that every bump you go over on a side slope is just accentuated.
Yeah, we don't think you're anywhere near Cochise.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's over that rim up there.
That's just a big, shallow depression. All I'm doing is flying the 3.4-kilometer arc right now.
Say again there, Gene.
There's another one of those deep craters that's not that doesn't have a blocky rim. Okay, 214, 3.4.
Copy.
That's one of the more striking characteristics of the mantle, are these craters that look, as far as the diameter to depth ratio is concerned, like they ought to be fairly young, but there's no blocks on the rim, and they seem to be have this mantled appearance, just like some of the large craters. As I look up Wessex Cleft from just about a beam of it, let me get over here. It still shows me an albedo change and a surface wrinkle texture change. And, yeah, I think so. I got the same sun angle, more or less, on part of it there.
Okay, copy that. You guys may be getting just a little far north. You may want to head just a little south to avoid running right into the middle of the swept crater.
I think we see it now. That's swept? Hell, I don't know. I don't...
Swept will be a 2-2... Swept will be at 225 and 3.4.
Yeah, that's what I'm shooting for, Bob.
Okay.
I'm just flying a 3.4-mile kilometer arc.
Oh, Roger, I was going to suggest that.
Bob, there's a something I haven't mentioned, but if one had time on the next program, I think that's what you can sample secondary craters, and they tend to have blocks either in them or on one rim, suggesting that you could tell directions if you put your mind to it. Directions of the where the secondary came from. These are small ones.
Did we ever get a piece of glass in place?
Yes, I did yesterday.
Documented in place?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to protect in the SRC. Here's Swept, Jack. I'm coming right up on it. I'll go along the southern rim.
I wish I wouldn't start concentrating.
I'm going to
take my pictures.
Roger, Jack. Don't forget to take your pictures.
We end up... Okay, I'll quit thinking and then take pictures. There's a crater, that double pit bottom crater. That's the first one of those.
Right here, Jack, you're going to be able to peek right over the top of Swept.
Right here. How's that grab you? That's Swept, all right. Swept's a bigger hole than I thought it was. Swept even has some blocks in the wall.
Yeah, but the eastern and southeastern rim of SWEP are just continuous. They're just continuous with the slopes of the sculptured hills.
Okay, copy that.
How does 2384.2 sound for the beginning of 8?
Hey, you're, I gotta take these slopes just the most comfortable way we can.
238 and 4.0, yeah. We're expecting for station 8, the beginning of it. 238, 4.2. 4.0, excuse me, 4.0.
Roger.
And remember again, Station 8's a very flexible area. You just get to a place where it looks like it's feasible to sample the sculptured hills.
That's right. Yeah.
Let me tell you, this rover is a machine. I tell you, I don't know if it saw that hill we're climbing, but I did. How you doing?
Doing fine. I'm trying to get around SWEP over here and start chipping. East Mass Deep has outcrops on it. I can see now on the north side. And they also tend to have linear upper terminations. And some of those line up as if there's roughly horizontal structure within the upper one half of the East Massif.
Okay, copy that, Jack. Stop thinking and take pictures.
Go by that little dark crater over there.
The crew's about 20 minutes behind the timeline.
Rocky rim. Small crater that's a dark rim crater. Bit of a bright rim like we've seen some around that look fresh. Partly may be the angle which we're approaching it. Bob, we're on the southeastern rim of SWEP at 226 and 3.6. Why don't we get a sample of the material in there? Right here. Okay. Keep driving towards the rim and just shallow curve. Okay, now curve it. Got your spot?
Okay, right. Just keep going and I'll stop you. Oh, straight ahead. Good, good.
Okay, Bob, 226, 3.6, there's a highly fragmental small crater about 30 or 40 meters across, right on the southeastern rim of SWEP, and most of the fragments are football size and smaller, and they're very angular, and probably the inside of that rim is, turns out that they'll break, they're quads.
Are they quads?
Yeah. Like I said, it's going to be about 70% covered on the inside of the rim with these things. It's all instant rock, but the crater rim looks dark compared to other brush craters like this that we've seen. 5-0 Yankee.
Copy, 5-0 Yankee.
And the frame count is 2-6. L&B frame is 2-6.
Copy that, press on.
Yeah, you're we are, we're rolling.
And 17, we're hoping to go to Station 8A, the northernmost section of Station 8, if we can, of course.
Yeah, I think we ought to head just about, yeah, we'll get there. Well, I think we ought to get below the highest peak up there, because that seems to have the rocks on it. I only see one rock down
right
ahead there. See that one? Of course, I don't know where that came down. It doesn't look like it may have came down from the top. Certainly aren't many rocks. It's certainly not like Hill North and South Massif. Yeah, there's one big rock over there. That doesn't look
like it might be,
Well, let's head that way. That's
well,
about where the station is anyway.
I think we're starting to see blocks, That one is so unusual. That's about the station. That's the northernmost station anyway. There's another one there. Well, it's probably as, we can get the other smaller population around it. I'm worried about that one being exotic to the Sculptured Hills.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Well, no, but I don't see any others, do you? Well, there's some small ones up in there. Off to about the 2 o'clock position. But I think that's all. We're going to have to be satisfied with small ones. Big ones don't get down. There's some big ones way up on the slope.
Yep, I see those.
Watch it, crater.
Let me get it for. Okay, we're at
227 3.9.
Copy, 227 3.9.
I think it's worth there's smaller ones around here too, Jack. Yeah, that looks like subfloor from here. What's it look like? If it doesn't look worthwhile stopping, I'll move on up over there. It looks like subfloor. I would recommend that we try to get up to some of those. I don't know whether we can or not. How's your, what's your pitch in the game?
No, it doesn't mean anything.
See, that, those two up there would be reasonably well up the slope. Bob, no parking constraints on a battery?
Roger, no parking constraints. We'll park at 045, Gene. Or wherever you like, really.
I have to park about 045 because I got to be pointing uphill so we can get out.
Okay, either any place you want to, 045.
Yeah, I'm
going to
park. How about just that
right.
Level of that little crater there? Well, this is so level right here, Jack, I'm going to just park. I was just thinking on top of that crater is closer to the match level, too, on the rim. And I'll give them a good view of the sampling area. I think we work on those blocks there, and we're in pretty good shape. Bob, we're directly downhill, and that is from the highest point that I could see up on this first mass, the first sculptured hill. Bob, I'm parked at 026, bearing is 226, distance 6.6, range 4.0, amp hour is 85 and 80. Battery is 115, and the motors are all off scale low.
Okay,
not
very
really, but okay.
And here we'd like
0230 on the forward and off scale low and 220 on the right rear.
Okay, we copy that. We'd like to get the usual dusting here. Up front.
Yeah, and I'm fairly level.
Not really.
I'm not, huh?
I just about rolled downhill again.
Oh, man. I have to wait uphill, aren't I?
Yep.
Well, at least we don't have a side slope.
And 17.
Battery covers stay closed?
Battery covers stay closed, but we do want the LCRU and the TV camera and the TCU dusted. And 17, we'd like the SEP blankets opened and dusted one more time.
I think you're a dreamer, Bob, but I'll do it.
Roger, we keep hoping.
Doing your thing, Jack. It's going to take me a little while to get this dusted. The first block I looked at here looks like subfloor gabbro.
Okay, we copy that. Okay, we got a picture. Okay, we got a picture.
Even sound better. Battery covers are awful dirty, but I will not dust them as long as you're happy.
Yeah, I don't think dusting the battery covers gives us any clue of batteries.
Well, I know, but it keeps the batteries from getting dust in them. I've had pretty good luck with them. They've been pretty clean.
Roger on that.
You are dusted and you're shiny bright all over.
Okay, copy that. We thank you, Ed. Thank you.
And we all thank you. If Ed thanks me, that's enough. A man couldn't ask for any more than that.
I think your LMP just ran away.
I got my...